KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Flood repairs in KZN are going to cost an estimated 20 billion rand. Transport and Human Settlements MEC's Bonnie Suduma says the bill also covers the damages from the devastating floods of April in 2022.
We need a lot of billions for the backlogged. As a human settlements, right now we've almost got 3.2 billion. What is required on the ground, probably in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, is something like 20-something billion. It's not easier.
Suduma was speaking in Durban, where Bongisisa Nkwanyana was laid to rest yesterday. He was killed in a mudslide in Kwamakuta over a week ago. Eight others lost their lives when heavy rains battered parts of Etiqueni and Ugu. Suduma says close to 400 informal settlements need attention.
We just have to be clear at this point in time. This financial year at Etiqueni, we are only going to afford to this money, this allocation program, we are going to build 4,000 houses. Stick to that, then identify the land. Stakeholders must be identified and stakeholders must be told and all those things. So it's what we are going to do and what we envisage.
Hundreds of people at Cape Town Pride have used the event to demand justice for the world's first openly gay imam, Mohsin Hendricks, who founded a mosque for marginalized LGBTQ Muslims, was shot and killed near Gqeberha last month. Led by bikers, marchers walked through the city yesterday, holding up placards with the words justice for Mohsin and pictures of the late imam. The motive for the killing hasn't yet been confirmed. These activists, though, say discrimination against LGBTQ people is still rife.
I think it's sad that considering how progressive, you know, the country, South Africa has been, to see that someone has been murdered because of their sexual orientation is honestly just so heartbreaking.
It was a sad day for us. It was a terrible loss, for the gay community.
There is such an enormous gap now as the first openly gay imam globally, and Mohsin did amazing work giving hope and being a pillar in society, particularly for Islamic queer people of faith. We're still trying to process his death.
And doctors should be able to determine today how Friday's coughing fit affected the Pope's general health. He's being treated for pneumonia for over a fortnight at a hospital in Rome. The Vatican says the 88-year-old had coffee yesterday and fed himself. Officials say Pope Francis, though, is in a stable condition. A recap of our lead story, Transport and Human Settlements MEC, Sponi Suduma, says flood repairs in KZN are going to cost an estimated 20 billion rand. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.